I want to talk to you, as I said, for a few moments on how to handle seasons of testing. How to handle seasons of testing. And I want to look specifically as how Jesus handled the seasons of testing that he found himself in. And when we think about testing, there's also the thought of temptation. And when you look in the scriptures, the word temptation and test often are interchangeable. But what I want to focus on is that when you find yourself in a test, you're often tempted by a number of variable factors in the midst of the test that you find yourself in. Reading in Hebrews 4, 14 through 16, it says this, talking about Jesus. It says, therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a priest who is unable to empathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. But we have not one who has not been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet without sin. So Jesus was tempted. We see that in the scriptures. We're going to look at that in just a moment. But it came as a result of the testings that he found himself in. Let me give you a little bit more context relative to testing and the word temptation. Temptation, the biblical idea of temptation, is not primarily of seduction as in modern usage, but of making trial of a person, listen to this, or putting him to test, which may be done for the benevolent purpose of proving or improving his quality, as well as with the malicious aim of showing up his weaknesses or trapping him into a wrong action. Then there's the word temptation / testing. Now listen to this. Temptation and testing denote one of the important aspects of the relationship between God and human beings in the Bible. Whereas human beings are not supposed to test God, Deuteronomy 6:16, God tests human beings' faithfulness with various tools such as hardship or difficulty or difficult commands. If they overcome the temptation to turn back against God in the face of their difficulties, they will prove their steadfastness and pass the divine testing. There are tests that come just in life, and then there are seasons of divine testing. Say divine testing. Divine testing, when God says, in this season, I'm going to test you. We see that with Abraham concerning Isaac. We see it with Job. Now, Job wasn't really up on what was going on, but he was being tested based on this exchange between Satan and God. And I believe that what the Father wants to help us with in this season, I'm talking to you now personally, as well as us corporately as a house, is that we have found ourselves in seasons of testing. But I want you to recognize that the season of testing is not to your demise, it's to your proving. It's to you coming into the place of a resolve as to who you are in God, who he is in you, not just what he has done and what he is doing, but what he will do. And land in a place that you are able then to move forward with confidence. Say confidence. Now it's in Hebrews 10:35, cast not away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward, but you have need of patience that after you've done the will of the Father, you might receive the promise. It's talking about a season of testing that one finds themselves in. As a matter of fact, it's in 1 Corinthians 10:11 through 13. It says, these things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us, to whom the culmination of all the ages has come. So, if you think you are standing firm, says, be careful that you do not fall. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to man. No temptation, no testing has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. Says, and God is faithful, and he will not allow you to be tested beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, when you are tested, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it, persevere through it. Look at somebody and say, I think this might be the message you've been waiting for. You have to recognize when you're in a season of testing, lest you be tempted to go another direction that God never intended for you. When we look in the scriptures concerning Jesus, we find how that as he began to come into the fullness of his walk, his calling, he found himself being tested. In Luke 4, 1 through 13, it says there, that Jesus was tested. It says Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, left the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, where for 40 days he was tested by the devil. He ate nothing during those days, and at the end of the time he was hungry. Now, Jesus was being tested, hear me now, but when you are tested, you have to also recognize that there is temptation in the midst of the testing. What the temptation has to do with is how you handle the test. What choices, what decisions are you going to make while you're being tested? I can't remember any season in my life, a year like this year of being tested. I just don't remember it. We've walked through some personal things in our family and raising our children and making ends meet, but I've never seen a year like this in ministry where it was like one thing after another, after another, after another that just seemed to show up. One test after another, one hit after another. And I don't mind helping many of you in the room understand that for me, I found a way in God how to deal with the test. Now, you've heard me say, and George alluded to this when he was speaking, when he said he was talking about how I've endeavored to walk out this year. I've taught you this. Assess the situation. Accept the challenge that the situation presents. Access the power of the kingdom, and then actively engage in the matter. Coming into the embassy, coming into this facility, has proven to come with great testing. It just has. But when you look in the scriptures, when you know the word of God, then you recognize there is no advancement without opposition. There is no word given that doesn't come with a test with the word. But if you're not knowledgeable of those things, you can be tempted to do something else. You can be tempted to abort what God has purposed to do. So Jesus models for us how to handle the test and the temptation. Here in Luke 4, he handled it with the word. It says, the devil said to him, if you are the Son of God, tell this stone become bread. Jesus answered, it is written. It is written. It is written. It is written. He didn't speak out of his flesh. He didn't speak out of his intellect. He spoke the word. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone. The devil led him up on a high place and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And he said to him, I will give you all their authority and splendor. It has been given to me, and I can give it to anyone I want. If you worship me, it is yours. Jesus answered, it is written. It is written. It is written. Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. How do you handle seasons of testing? You've got to have word in you. You've got to have word in you. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinner, nor sits in the seat of scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, the word of God. And in his law, in the word, he will meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth fruit in his season. And when the storms hit, the roots will dig deep, and you'll be able to weather those times that you find yourself. Just three more people clap. I'm going to talk to some of y'all, because I don't know about them on that side yet. Come on. I want us to understand why it is that even in this season, because you see, you can be in the midst of testing, you can be tempted to believe that all this is going backwards. See, you can be tempted to believe, Pastor Josh, that, well, now they're up in that little space. I guess they just couldn't handle what God really... Wait a minute. You on the wrong page? Maybe in the wrong city. Because you see, the plan of the enemy is to tempt you, to get you to think otherwise in the midst of testing. It goes on and says here, the devil led him to Jerusalem and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written. Don't think that the devil doesn't know the word. So Jesus is dealing with him through the word. Now he's going to try to come back with him, for it is written. He will command his angels concerning you to guard you carefully. They will lift up your hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Now that ain't really even what the word says. Jesus answered, it says, it is said, do not put the Lord your God to the test. When the devil had finished all his tempting, all of his testing, he left until an opportune time. Say an opportune time. Meaning he's going to wait for another opportunity. And I want you to recognize that in this season, how you handle the season of testing you find yourself in, you got to root yourself in the word of God. You've got to root yourself in the word of God. You've got to know the word of God for yourself. And if you don't have that solid foundation in the word, you're going to be tossed here and there. You're going to be tossed about. You're going to be thrown around. In your mind, in your emotions, in your actions, in your attitude. But I want to tell you that every test you go through is to bring you to a place of resolve. It's to bring you to a place of steadiness and settling you. And so I want to tell you, I'm a whole lot more settled right about now than I was January when we came into this space. I'm a whole lot more settled right now than the day we signed on the document. I'm a whole lot more settled right now because everything that has happened has moved me to a place of resolve. Yes. 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 I am more settled than I've ever been. And that's the place that you must arrive in. But how do you get to that place? You get to that place first and foremost with a constant time in the Word, a diet of the Word. It's hard to find a scripture on healing when you've been diagnosed with a terminal disease, and you've never spent any time in the Word. This is not a book of magical incantations. This is living. It's alive. And the more you get it in you, the more life you have in you. And there's some days, hey! There's some days you just wake up, and the Word is already talking to you. He's already speaking to you. You ain't got to pray. He's already talking to you. He's already telling you, I got you on this. This is going to be one of the most challenging days you've ever experienced, but I got you on this. And this is my word for you today. Before you even get out of bed. I wake up sometime and just lay in the bed and start talking to him. And I just lay there till I hear something. But you need that level of relationship. You need that level of word in you. Because the moment you begin to move in God, I'm talking about even on a personal level. Some of you may be challenged right now in your personal affairs, maybe your finances, maybe your health, maybe it's relationally, and you're dealing with things right now. I'm telling you, it's a test. But don't be tempted to abort what God has said to you. It says that Jesus was led by the Spirit. It says when he came out in the power of the Holy Ghost. Meaning that there's something that happened in that exchange. And I'm needing you to understand that every time you're going through a test, don't be tempted to go the wrong way with it. Focus on God. What do you want me to get out of this? How am I to grow through this? How do you want to use me in this? What word do you want to make real in my life right about now? I've read it. I've studied it. I've heard it. But I need you to make it real to me right now. And on the other side of that test, on the other side of that experience, that word becomes your word. That word becomes your word. We're not here because of pipe dreams. We're here because God was looking for some people who would believe the impossible, believe beyond your bank account, believe beyond your intellect, believe beyond your family, beyond your pedigree, believe beyond your experiences, and just believe that God can use you, use us to accomplish some great things in an area that's desperately in need. And everything that has happened in your life, God is using it. Every time you find yourself dealing with a testing situation, you must settle it that I will pass this. And on the other side of it, I will be stronger. I will be wiser. I will be more confident. I will be more consistent. And I will be more courageous. I don't know a year. But then we've never owned a property like this. We've never taken Torah territory like this. So I guess it would be new. Because even though God spoke to them and said, I'm taking you into the promised land, we're going to have to deal with the ites in the land. But God says, but I got you. We'll take them out one at a time. And God has a way. Jesus, who is the captain of the host, he is the one to lead the army. He is the one that says, this is the territory. This is the space this time. Strategically, yes. I believe God wanted us right here in this space on the top floor to pray, declare, decree. To walk the second floor to pray, declare, and decree. And many of us did that. And whether you noticed or not, there's no men in the building right now. God spoke to me in the midst of a test and said, I'm clearing the building so you can clean the building. I'm clearing the building so you can clean the building. Our worship has been powerful. Our praise has been powerful. The word has been powerful on that first floor. But God says, I'm going to consume every floor. My presence will be on every floor. No matter what floor you get on, I'm going to meet you. You're going to know my presence. And so in case you're still wondering what's going on, just stick around long enough to read the rest of the story. Stick around long enough to see how this thing begins to unfold. It is challenging when you don't have all the details. And that's why we see with the children of Israel that the moment God brings them out of the promised land, I mean out of Egypt, and they begin to head towards the promised land, but they are met with testings. Now they're dealing with temptation. Because now what God meant for good, they are taking it as evil. And your mind, listen to me, your mind has the ability to run down some really, really incredibly negative scenarios. I have learned, now this is me, I have learned to manage my thoughts. I did it for 15 years when my doctor kept telling me something's going on with your prostate. I did it for 15 years, and that discipline is the same discipline I walk in today with everything and anything that comes my way.